CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
See if we can find something for your Uncle George. Oh, I beg your pardon. I thought you were my husband. I'm afraid you should stay by me, dear. I grabbed that man by the arm and started pulling him along.
Oh, golly, aren't we nearly through shopping?
No, we're just getting a good start, but I've got to check the list now.
Can't we sit down for a minute?
Well, the lounge is up on the 7th floor, and it would take us 15 minutes to just get into the elevator to get up there.
Well, I admit it. Men are certainly the weaker sex. I am in a state of collapse.
Oh, chin up, dear.
My chin is up. It's resting on a mountain of packages.
Come on, let's get out of the crowd tonight. I'll find my pencil and check what we've accomplished so far.
Oh, look, there's a door that says stairway. Let's go through there. I can at least sit on the stairs. Come on.
All right. Oh.
Honey. Tell you, I am so hot in this heavy overcoat.
No, why don't you take it off and carry it?
Oh, I cannot carry my coat and the packages, too. Oh, look, I have got to sit down.
Now, be careful. Don't just dump the parcels down like that. One of them has a travel clock, Grant Martin, and it's breakable.
Oh, God.
Honey, I'm just as exhausted as you are now. Let's see, where's my list?
Oh, no, you're not. You got a sparkle in your eye like a Notre Dame football player. You charge through the crowds like a fullback. All the women in the store look like that. You're trailing behind them, piled high with packages and trying to keep up for thousands of poor bleary-eyed husbands.
Oh, it's too bad about you poor husbands. Now, we got the travel clock for Aunt Martha, the lazy Susan canopy tray for Dorothy, driving gloves for Harry, magic set, and the game for Betsy. Now, we've got to look for something for your boss, and the man's gift department is on the 5th floor. Shall we go up to the 5th and work our way down, or shall we... Oh, my purse!
I'm not surprised if you do lose it. You lay it down at every counter we stop
at. I've got it for seconds. I'll give you know. Now, come on. Get up here. Stout heart.
Stout heart? I need stout feet.
People in free countries abroad, no matter what their current image of our nation may be, are curious to know more about America and Americans. The printing presses of the Soviet Union are working at full speed to make sure that the picture they get of the United States is a slanderous one, a distorted view of our nation and its citizens. The range of books distributed by the communists throughout the free world is enormous. There is something you can do as an individual to make sure that students and interested readers are able to learn the truth about us through a program called Books from America. Take a look at your bookshelves. If you have American literary classics, recent American histories or geographies, modern English grammars and language study texts, these in good condition and hard-bound, you can help combat communistic propaganda. Mail them to Books from America, Box 1960, Washington 13, D.C. That's Books from America, Box 1960, Washington 13, D.C. It's a good way for you personally to spread the truth about democracy abroad.
Well, what do you think, dear?
I don't know what to get for Mr. Crenshaw. Oh, I never know. He's got everything. What he hasn't got, he can afford to buy.
Well, he said you had to get something nice. Here's an onyx ashtray, $35. Imagine spending $35 for an ashtray. Whole thing.
I can't.
Highball glasses with hand-painted pheasants on them. $56 a dozen. A brass clock shaped like a ship's wheel. $238.50.
Come on. Don't be silly. Find something we can afford that looks expensive.
Cheapest thing here seems to be a leather travel kit with a comb and a nail file. And that's $21.89. Honestly, it doesn't look more than $2.
Oh, I don't know what to get him.
Well, should we let Mr. Crenshaw go for the moment and concentrate on your secretary?
Yeah, that sounds nice.
What would Miss Healy like?
Her husband.
Oh, come on. Try to be of some help, will you, dear?
Look, that's what she'd like, her husband.
Well, maybe I'll give her mine.
Look, I'm trying to be of some help, but I'm so darn tired and hot and hungry, I can't even think. Let's shop tomorrow.
Oh, no. Not that shopping tomorrow. I know you. We'll keep on while I've got you. Now, let's see the list. Oh, I know. The Wedgwood pickle dish for Aunt Edith. Come on. China's on the 3rd floor. Come on, dear. excuse me, please. Excuse me. Would you let my husband through, please? No, thank you. Dear, I found out that Kurt has set out a tray of signet rings for Harry Jr. Now, try one on with it and see if it's about the right size for Harry Jr. Here, stick out one hand.
Wait a minute. All right, let me get one free here. I don't want to drop everything.
Here, I'll slip it on. Give me I'll slip it on.
Honey, look, why don't I cart all the packages out to the car? Where is it? I just can't cart these around anymore. Where are the car keys?
In my coat pocket. How does that ring feel, honey?
Well, I can't tell. My whole arm is so numb from carrying things. Give me the car keys.
Sir, do you have any other signet rings? I don't know if that's...
Well, just what do you think you're doing?
I'm sorry, madam. I beg your pardon. I thought you were my wife.
Oh, you did you?
Yeah, I was trying to reach in her coat pocket for the car keys.
Well, I will stop you to keep your hands out of my pocket, if that's what you're doing.
Oh, look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have all these packages, you see. My wife will tell you. She's...
Where is she?
She was right here just a moment ago. Really. Wait a minute.
My wife will explain. Indulge if you would, please, sir. Dear. Yeah. Well, what's the matter with you?
Look, I reached for the car keys and I put my hand in some other woman's pocket.
Silly.
I guess she thought I was a pickpocket or something. Look, give me the car keys, will you? Dear. And let me put this stuff in the car.
Well, all right. Here. Parking lot around the corner. I'll wait here. Now, don't be long.
Look, excuse me. I'm sorry. Excuse me, please. I'm awfully sorry.
Just a moment, sir. I said just a moment, sir.
Are you talking to me? What's going on? Let go of my arm.
I'll have to ask you to come with me, and I'm sure you prefer to come quietly rather than cause a disturbance in front of the store.
Just a minute. What Sam Hill are you talking about? Who are you?
Store detective.
Detective? Oh, look here. No, if that woman reported me, it's so silly. I mean, I can explain. Will you let go of my arm?
You had your chance, mister, to go quietly.
That's him. That's the man, all right.
Look, for Pete's sake, I was reaching in what I thought was my wife's coat pocket for the car key.
Yeah, he was.
So loaded down with packages, and with everybody pushing and shoving by mistake.
May I have your name, please?
No, you may not have my name, please. Of all the ridiculous...
He put his arm around me, and when I said, "What do you think you're doing?" he leered at me.
Oh, leered at you. Look, if there's one thing I am not interested in, madam, after 4 hours of Christmas shopping, it's romance.
I guess I know a masher when I see one. I want him arrested.
Masher,
Thank you, madam. Now, since you've identified him, will you please wait in the ante room out there?
People like you should be put in jail and kept there.
I tell you, that woman is crazy. Surely you can see how this happened.
Oh, yes. And ordinarily, we might ignore her charges. Unfortunately, we've had our eye on you anyhow for the past hour.
Eye on me? What are you... I don't know what you're talking about. I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
If that's the way you're going to play, reach in that shopping bag and pull out the alligator handbag you slipped in.
You mean this? This is my wife's handbag.
It is?
Yes, of course. She's always laying it down on the counter and walking off, so I thought I'd teach her a lesson. She walked off and left it, so I picked it up and waited for her to miss it. So far, she hasn't.
This is your wife's handbag?
Certainly. I gave it to her 2 years ago. And by golly, for a man who has had a charge account in this store for the past 10 years... to be put through this ridiculous and humiliating experience.
This is your wife's handbag?
Yes.
After 2 years, it's still stuffed with nothing but tissue paper and contains nothing but the price tag.
What? You mean that's new? And it was in... I don't know how it got here. I don't know.
Same old story. That's what they all say. Sit down, bud.
A flower garden for Christmas? You give the fragrance of 100 fresh flowers when you give. Friendship Garden by Schulten.
Friendship Garden by Schulten. The gay, light-hearted fragrance that's a beautiful blending of a garden full of flowers. In bright and modern new packages, here are gifts to enchant every woman. Choose Friendship Garden new liquid sachet the creamy pink lotion perfume that smooths and scents the skin. Its fragrance lingers for hours. $1.75. Or surround her with fresh sparkling fragrance. Give her Friendship Garden Spray Cologne in a beautiful dressing table bottle. $2.50. Or give a luxurious Friendship Garden gift set featuring spray cologne and cool satin soft dusting powder, complete with lavish puff. $4. There are so many Friendship Garden gifts, from $1 to $4. This year, make it a flower-filled Christmas with Friendship Garden by Schulten.
Well, where have you been? Don't slam the door, Aunt Effie's gone to bed. Believe me, you can just look for a Christmas present for Mr. Cranshaw yourself, walking off and leaving me like that. Where did you go? You said you were just going to put the packages in the car, and I waited and waited and waited for you. And then finally I went out to the car myself, and you weren't there, and then I fortunately had another set of car keys in my purse. I said, to heck with you, and I just came on home.
You had your purse with you?
Yes, of course. May I ask where you were?
Yes, you may ask. I was in the manager's office with a store detective, accused of being a masher and a shoplifter.
Joking. Masher? The shoplifter?
Woman I thought was you and reached in her coat pocket.
Well, surely you explained that.
Oh, yes, I explained it, but it was the alligator handbag.
What alligator handbag?
When we were at the purse counter, I thought you were leaving your alligator handbag, as usual, so I picked it up, thinking it was yours, and I slipped it in the shopping bag. It was just like yours, and I was going to hide it until you...
You're trying to teach me a lesson, dear? But did you get it all straightened out?
Yes, finally got it straightened out. I persuaded them to look up the old sales slips and prove that I had bought your handbag there, and also got them to call in the guy in the clothing department I know, known for years, to vouch for me. They all apologized.
Oh,
sure.
Good.
Boy, I tell you, I threatened to sue that store. I may yet. By golly,
Oh, you poor tired darling. Sit down and eat. I heated the casserole. You're just in time.
Casserole. Wait till I wash my hands. Boy, I told him. Yeah. I said...
Didn't you take the signet ring off after I slipped it on your finger?
Look, obviously not. I just walked out with it.
Oh, God.
Well, if get it off, I've a good mind to keep this thing. I'll be darned if I'm going back to that store and try to explain that.
Put soap on it. Goodness, I hope it doesn't have to be filed off.
Well, I tell you, I'm warning you right now. I am giving notice. I am never, never going Christmas shopping again.
Not until next year, dear.
No, never.
But put soap on it. Your finger's getting blue, darling.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.